The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
So, Mikhail Bogdanov, I think we'll do that now. Hold everything. And by the way, the 5 o'clock hour is sponsored by our good friends at Lee Brandt Jewelers. Luxury jewelry and watches are affordable. You can drop by their store in Sandy Springs or visit LeeBrandt.com. Killer Pete and Flounder, and holy crap, it's sports with Pete Davis.
Braves have a much-deserved day off after a 5-1 road trip before beginning a homestand tomorrow night in Truist Park against the world champion Rangers. Chris Sale on the bump for Atlanta tomorrow. Meanwhile, Ronaldo Lopez leads the National League with a 0.50 earned run average. He's having a hell of a year so far.
Wow, I guess.
The Mets just completed a 3-game sweep at home with the Pirates, but it all happened before a crowd of just 18,000 yesterday in Flushing. There are only 22,000 in Citi Field on the first Sunday of the season, which was Easter Sunday, and that was well short of a sellout for Dwight Gooden's number retirement ceremony as well. So the Mets, in the largest market in America, are 18th in home attendance. They're averaging just 24,000, which fell to 23,000 yesterday.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay reliever Pete Fairbanks is not a happy camper. Fairbanks came into the ninth with the team up 4-3 last night. He then gave up two hits, two walks, two runs, which allowed the Angels to get back with a 5-4 victory.
Oh boy.
Afterwards, Fairbanks, in between long pauses, summed up his suckitude.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
You worried that you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics?
No, Mike, you idiot. Stop asking.
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for... You know, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
What's that guy's name again? Pretty clever.
Pete Fairbanks. He's got a weird delivery, but he's interesting.
Yes, he does.
The Hawks season came to an early end again. This time in the play-in game up in Chicago last night, they fall to the Bulls 131-116.
Oh, boy.
DeJounte Murray had 30 points. Trae Young, 22 points and 10 assists. So now what? Do you trade Trey? Do you trade DeJounte? A total rebuild. You clone Lou Hudson or Pistol Pete Maravich. The NBA draft likely will not help them this year. And keeping alive their streak of never getting to an NBA final since moving here from St. Louis, the Hawks, they're just stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
And it's always right in the middle. And they never seem to get any higher or any lower. It's sad.
Bummer.
The National Hockey League regular season came to an end, and the Coyotes will now leave Phoenix and move to Salt Lake City. Only the NHL can be so stupid as to now have zero franchises in either Atlanta or Phoenix, two of the fastest-growing and most affluent cities in the country.
Yeah, and they're going from desert to desert, where that's just, I don't know, what you know, I don't get it.
But that's a colder desert in Salt Lake, so they have more ice up there, I think.
Well,
most coaches, when asked if they consider taking another job, usually give the standard answer of, no way, I'm happy right here, I'm staying to finish the job we started. But Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian has now admitted that when Alabama head coach Nick Saban suddenly retired January 10th, he actually considered moving from Austin to Tuscaloosa for about 60 seconds, he says.
Yeah.
But if I was Sark, I'd have kept that little nugget of joy to myself because recruiting is a full contact sport. And it shows that he at least gave it a second thought. And you can't do that. You can't say things like that.
No.
Sometimes it seems Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin is playing chess while other coaches are playing checkers. The day the transfer portal opened this week, Kiffin posted a pic of his mascot dog, Juice, celebrating his doggy birthday. Juice was surrounded by a bevy of beautiful co-eds that Ole Miss is famous for.
Oh, I'll be doing.
Just a little more incentive for college boys to transfer to Oxford. This is what's waiting for you.
Well, you know, you get those escort, the girls who are wearing their little uniforms escorting the football players around in various places and overnight stays and things like that. So this is all, you know, part of the plan.
Some racing fans say the real NASCAR died the day Dale Earnhardt Sr. crashed at Daytona 500. But maybe Dale Earnhardt Jr. can bring back some of the glory. The retired junior has not been quiet when it comes to criticizing his sport. As Zach Dean of Outkick.com writes, to all you young Gen Z hipster organic food-eating NASCAR drivers and Jimmy Johnson, here's a memo from Dale Jr. and the rest of us old-timers. We race better when we're fat, drunk, and buzzing. And that's just the way it is. This is not advice. This is bad advice. But this is what I did. I felt like I didn't run as good or race as good as if I didn't blow off some steam on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, Earnhardt says. He launched into a story from his Hendrick days when the gym nerds wanted to convince him to work out like Jimmy Johnson was. He says, yeah, I'm going to work on it. I'll do better. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do these new things and try to be better physical shape and better mental shape. I would abstain from drinking or something for a couple of weeks, and the results did not change. And then I'd go party with my buddies or something, have friends over on a Tuesday night. We'd damn kick ass on the race weekend. I was like, maybe I'm just one of the old guys. I need to drink and smoke cigarettes and go kick ass.
Well, it seemed to be successful.
We need more than that. Yes, more of it. On this day, April 18, 1971, Atlanta rookie catcher Earl Williams, the first player ever to reach the upper deck of Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. Before that, no one in Philly was smart enough to take the elevator up to that level.
Oh, now wait a minute. First one to make it all the
first one to get up there. Hey, everybody. 1964, Sandy Koufax struck out the side on 9 pitches, became the first pitcher in Major League history to do it twice.
Oh, holy
up till then,
cow.
Can no one had done it twice.
Oh, my goodness.
And in 1981, Tom Seaver recorded his 3,000th career strikeout. He punched out the perpetually disgruntled Keith Hernandez. Definitely. That man's never happy.
No.
And are you ready? It's time for Nate's joke.
Nate's joke's right here, Nate. What do you got?
All right. Jimmy says to Mom, Mom, will you please give me a dollar for a man who's crying at the ballpark? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jimmy, what's he crying about? He's crying, hot dogs, $1.
Ho, hi-yo. That's what he's crying. Hey, ha. Oh, my goodness.
That's it.
Well, but not quite it at all, my friend. Are we okay here, Flounder? We got a minute or two, right?
Plenty of time.
Flounder's funny. We probably missed one, and we should probably do an extra one. On this day in history, 1923, the first game ever played at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 4-1. Babe Ruth hit the stadium's first home run, and two men were arrested for scalping. One guy tried to sell his $1.10 ticket for $1.25. The other guy wanted $1.50, and they got arrested because we wanted 15 cents. Oh my God! The band that played the opening day national anthem at Yankee Stadium in 1923, John Philip Sousa. Played the national anthem at Yankee Stadium's first opening day ball game.
You know who his rhythm guitarist was?
I do not know.
Keith Richards.
Keith, I'll be damned. I heard that and I didn't believe it. On this day, 29 years ago, 95, Joe Montana retired from professional football. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt on this day, 1938, threw out the first baseball for the season opener of the Philly Athletics and the Washington Senators. President thrown out the ball. In 1999, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, said he would leave, and this date was his last game. On this day with the New York Rangers, Gretzky retired with a record for all-time scoring and 61 individual records as well. And a sports birthday, Miguel Cabrera, 41 years old today.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.